Yes, please.
Mike Kissinger, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Henry, how was your trip to New York?
It was very good. They were very pleased with your letter.
Fine,
I gave them a very tough warning, saying that if any organized Chinese units appeared in Vietnam, even if they were labor units, it would affect our relations severely.
Good, good. Might as well lay it out there.
And I think we have to show that we are serious about this.
Yep. Well, what do we have yet about organized units?
No indication.
No.
An enigmatic comment.
Yeah. Yeah.
By Hanoi that new forces are coming into being, but that could be true.
New forces, what you say, would what?
We're coming to help solve their supply problem, but that could mean anything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine.
But I think the North Vietnamese today accepted our proposal of the 13th and 19th.
Both public and private.
Right.
That's good.
So you're in fine shape to make the statement tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And they're definitely moving in something. They're definitely going to do something now because they've just invited Cho Krav to come to Hanoi.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
yeah.
There's no question now they have a position.
It may be that Krav is going in order to beef up their position with regard to the, he'll be just like Tony Lewis, Henry. He'll write all that bullshit.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
But it means they have a position while they didn't have one.
On the other hand, Kraft may not go so far as Lewis did in assuring them that McGovern's going to win and that sort of thing.
Oh, no, he's much brighter.
He's brighter. Well, and probably just in his dishonest way, a little more honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wants them to win, but he isn't going to give them the crap.
No.
Because he doesn't want to look that bad. Lewis is basically just a whore.
Right. And...
Yeah.
So
I thought the announcement played well. The main thing is that the no draftee thing is that's the big thing, hell, and the number is irrelevant.
That's right. I don't think we should horse around with the numbers much more.
No.
And
we get to the September. Well, look, by the time September comes, we'll say what we want to, because then it's got to be a residual in the event we haven't settled it.
And right.
We'll just have to decide what the hell it is, and that's that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
I noticed casualties this week or two, so that's down some.
Well, it can't go much lower.
Can't go any lower. Of course, I suppose the MIAs are higher because of the aircraft. We must be losing. We lose some, but on the other hand, when I see the Quan Tri thing was kicked off the pretty good bang, apparently.
Right, and so far they're making good progress.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, they should, my God, with 100 B-52s. That's a bigger artillery barrage than they had at Verdun.
Oh, much more.
Jesus, Christ, just think of it.
And so far, in fact, they haven't met a hell of a lot of resistance.
Yeah. And the Navy's been cracking it, too.
Oh, yes.
Well, there's bound to be something's going to give if they just go.
But there are a lot of indications that the North Vietnamese are preparing for a ceasefire.
For a ceasefire,
right.
I see. You mean just
I think that wouldn't be bad for us.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
As I told you, the ceasefire...
I mean, we're getting a lot of intelligence reports to that effect now.
But a ceasefire, we're home free. But for our purposes, because... Look, if you get anything that is past the election in the way of a ceasefire, then let them squeal about the war. Who the hell is going to believe it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In fact, it's going to be hard for them to squeal about
it. Did you read the foreign policy platform of the Democrats?
I didn't want to lose my breakfast, so I didn't bother.
It is not to be believed.
Is it really bad?
But not all forces.
Yeah.
It's really the most cynical thing I've seen. Pull out all forces. Stop all military aid. Stop making the political issue a central piece of our negotiation, as if we hadn't tried to take it out of our negotiation.
Oh, for Christ's sake, so you will be back. But our last offer is one that does take it out.
Exactly. In fact, what they are in effect saying is to overthrow the government.
Yeah.
Then all out on Israel, I mean, in a really nauseating way.
About on Israel?
Yeah, in a degree of detail, Jerusalem should be the capital, direct negotiations between the parties, nauseating detail and nothing on any other issue. Just Vietnam, Israel, and then double talk on the defense program, that we should do enough to reassure our allies, but not too much. And, you know, it's one of the most dishonest platforms I've ever seen. Yeah. It's great that
who wrote the goddamn thing, do you know?
Well, it's a McGovern thing.
I know, but who is this people? Is it Harriman or?
I don't know. No, Harriman isn't part of this.
He
wouldn't be that unprofessional.
Really?
No. I mean, this is a disgrace. This is written by a bunch of cynical amateurs.
Yeah. But the all out on Israel, isn't that something? No, that is so dishonest.
Well,
I hope Rabin and that bunch aren't taken in by this kind of crap.
No, no, no.
Good God, well, how can you go all out when you can't hold the ring against the Russians?
It's to sell out one ally, then to go all out with the other.
But Henry, you can be for Jerusalem being the capital, and if you're got a $35 billion defense cut, you ain't going to be able, there ain't going to be anything to be capital of.
But Mr. President, to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel is not the platform of a major American national party, for Christ's sake.
No.
That is what I find so revolting. These people who have nothing, they don't mention NATO, they don't mention any other major initiative, they don't mention Moscow, they don't mention Peking.
They don't?
No.
The Chinese think they don't?
No, not a word about the summit.
Yeah.
Not a word about relations with the Soviet Union, with China, with NATO, with Japan, any of the big things they don't mention.
Yeah.
Just Vietnam and Israel and ambiguous language about defense, which really gives them a chance to do what they want.
Well, it shows you what we contend with, and it also shows the necessity for us to be in good shape, and because these people are so revolting that they have to be smashed.
They must be smashed.
And I don't mean just beat them. It's good to beat them, but I mean smashed. They must be disgraced, driven right out of public life.
I couldn't agree more.
It's an awful thing.
I could not agree more.
Well, anyway, we've put our best foot forward, and I got your stuff. It came up. I got it just before you left, so we're all set on that.
Good, wonderful.
And I'll keep the lines out just like that.
Good.
Yeah, I think if Kraft goes, you ought to have a talk with him before.
Make him this happen.
And just put it right to him. I'd be very tough with him, Henry. I'd say, now, Joe, do you want this war to end or not? And say, just forget everything else. And then why don't you put out a little to the effect that, well, now look here. You realize that we now have them where that the responsibility for prolonging the war is going to be squarely on McGovern. I want you to put that line out. Don't you think so?
Well, I don't think I should do that because he'll print it. But what I should say is that the responsibility for the war is now on those. I shouldn't mention McGovern.
Okay.
Who are raising false issues.
Yeah.
And I think I can talk. Yeah, he's just got a glimmer of decency.
Yeah, and you can point out that now it's ready to go, and that what he says is, I think you can play to his ego, that what he tells them can have an enormous effect. That if he gives them encouragement. Oh, also drop in the fact that I just want you to know that this man is still president, regardless of what happens on January the 20th.
Right.
Let him have that. I don't want him to think that just that the election is, because all holes are allowed after the November 7th, regardless. And I think just so he doesn't go over there with a bullshit to the effect, well, now just hang on, McGovern's coming on, the young people are for him, and if you can beat Nixon, then you'll be home free. That will be a totally unpatriotic thing to do. Also, isn't he interested in Israel, Kraft?
Well, I don't know.
Well, if he is, you can point out how the hell can we do it without a national defense.
No, I don't think he'll go so far as to tell them to hold out till November.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing. Okay.
And I'm not sure they can.
Yeah, well,
incidentally, that grain deal is coming along beautifully.
It is, huh?
Butts and Peters not in a mortal fight. Who of them is going to get credit? I said,
Butts.
Neither of them. Well, I said...
Well, let me say, I am going to get the credit.
Exactly.
But I mean, we cannot let Peterson take this from Butts. Butts was over there first.
I couldn't agree more.
And Peterson, what the hell? He's going to get a chance at the second thing. Are you mean there in a fight is who's going to get credit?
Yeah.
God damn it, what the hell's the matter with these people? Had it occurred to either of them that I have to get the credit?
Well, that's what I told them, and I also said that you did it. After all, it's a letter from Brezhnev to you in response to a proposal you made to Brezhnev.
On the last day, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, Butts has the rather smart idea that maybe you'd want to go out to the Middle West on the day of the announcement and get it made out there.
I can do that.
But if you might consider, well, don't bother about it today.
Yeah.
A date when you might want to do this, whether you want it after or before the Democratic Convention.
After.
Right. Well, we don't
have to. I think after is better. Let's drop everything in there and just wham it right in. I think on the way back from California, I could stop in the Midwest and make the announcement.
Good. Well, let's...
That's what I prefer.
Good. Well, we'll...
If we can hold it till then.
Oh, yes.
All right. That's the way we'll do it.
We'll aim for that, then.
All right, Henry. Thank you.
Good.
Yes, please.
Mr. Haldeman, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, any new developments today?
No, just meeting with John Mitchell.
Oh, fine. You're with him now?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, fine. Well, I won't bother you with that. There's, I'm going to come back about, be there about 2:30, and then I'll spend the rest of the time in the EOB.
Okay, very good.
And, the one thing that I was interested in on that John Mitchell, on this New Jersey thing, is that I suppose that the prosecutor's a Republican, isn't he?
Is the New Jersey prosecutor a Republican? Yeah.
What should we do? Just no comment it?
What should the president do in his press conference? Just no comment it? Yeah, no comment on a pending matter.
Yeah. Too bad that to get involved in that.
Yeah. Well, it is a state prosecution, isn't it?
No, it's federal.
Oh, it's federal. There's a state prosecution also, apparently, Johnson.
Oh.
State and federal. They're both Republicans? They're both Republicans. Our cannibalism is showing again.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, anyway. We hope for the best.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll call you later.
All right.
Yes, please?
Colson, please.
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Mr. President?
Yeah.
Mr. Colson for you. Go ahead, please.
Evidently, I didn't know what the... I suppose the networks both carried our no more draftee thing, didn't they?
Oh, yes, yes.
That was well handled, I presume?
Yes, Mudd, Roger Mudd on CBS had it a little bit confused, but no, it was all right, it was good. Ziegler had some very tough questioning on the, you know, what about the Naval and Air Force personnel and what about Thailand, but...
Entirely different thing.
That's right. But no, it ran very well, and David Brinkley, of all things, gave his whole commentary over to supporting your May 8th peace offer, saying that... That this is the best thing that the North Vietnamese can expect, and it's them, it's the North Vietnamese who are preventing peace. And
don't be our little boys get so concerned when they raise the question about air and naval forces in Thailand and the rest. That's just bullshit. Don't worry about it.
That's right.
I mean, nobody cares.
Nope.
I mean, all they care about are the ground boys.
Well, no. That's true, Mr. President. And the more important than the 10,000 people, as I told you, is the, in my opinion, is the no draftees, because that depersonalizes it. And as soon as people, mothers know that their kids don't have to go off and go to Vietnam and be shot at, and kids know that, then if there are 39,000 or there are 50,000 or 60,000, if they want to be there, that's their business. I mean, that really changes the character of it very significantly, and that did play last night very well. I think if you'll have an opportunity to...
Tell, incidentally, just sort of save me a call or get Haig to, or somebody to... They suppose the question is how many draftees are in the Air Force and the Naval Forces, you know, that are serving out there. What about that? Get my point?
Yes, sir. We'll get you the answer to that and get it up to Buchanan.
Well, just leave it there in Washington. I'm going to be back at 2:30.
Oh, all right. We'll have it here for you then.
That's just a very brief answer there.
In the Navy and the Air Force, right?
Yeah.
That's a good...
I think I know the answer, but I think it might be a question somebody might ask.
I think it... I'll check it. I think I know the answer also, but you probably won't find there any, but we'll have that one for you. I had a very...
Yeah, your visitor, yeah.
Visitor last night. I got a call from Bill Paley at 5 o'clock, and he said he was in town for a dinner meeting with Joe Alsop, and could he come by and see me? He had something very anxious to talk to me about. I told him I was busy, and he said, well, he'd stay overnight. So then I figured, I'll make it easier for him. I'll see him. He came in with a jackass idea about press conferences. He said, I just wanted to be sure to get this idea to the president. Maybe they could have submit written questions in advance so he can think them through better. And,
oh, shit. I don't care about that.
No. But that was only a pretext to come into the office. And then he said to me, I'd like you to get a... After he got over that, which was the first 5 minutes and was just bull. I mean, that was just his excuse for coming in. He said, you know, the president has done a marvelous job, Chuck. He said, I am tremendously impressed with him.
I suppose from our standpoint, that was certainly unfortunate to have New Jersey get screwed up. I mean, of course, Republicans are, it's a Republican attorney general in the state and a Republican U.S. attorney that are prosecuting them. But Jesus Christ, I don't know what the hell's...
It sure didn't sound to me like they had a much of a case on this fellow, but they must have more than appeared in the newspapers. It's a damn shame as far as Cahill's concerned.
Well, as far as they're concerned.
Because he's our man. Cahill is our man up there, so it
rubs off. But, of course, it's coming. Let's see, this is 4 months before. I don't know.
Well, that could continue to be could stew around a bit, but that's not...
Cahill's just got to be above it and say, we're not going to allow any of this hanky-panky or whatever the hell it was.
Well, he apparently stood up for his guy. He made a very strong statement saying that he didn't think his man had done anything wrong and thought he would be acquitted.
What was it, a contribution to the party, apparently?
Well, what it is, they tried to influence a paving contract to go to someone who had made a contribution to the Republican Party, but they didn't succeed. I mean, it wasn't even as if they... It wasn't as if...
Kind of like a small ITT.
but...
Didn't get anything out of it.
No. I mean, it was just... I quit. Well, of course, the news stories may not be complete, but that's the way it reads, at least. And maybe that's...
I intend, incidentally, tonight to be very much above the battle. I'm not going to, you know, of course I'm going to avoid all political questions, and I'm not going to get dragged into any fight with the press about why I don't have news conferences. I'm just going to do it in gentleness, say, well, I know you have your views, I have mine. What really counts is whether I do a good job, not how many press conferences I have, and the people can decide in November. Don't you think that's the best way to do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would. The most important thing you can do tonight, Mr. President, because I think you'll have a large audience, not having had one for a while, and I think the most important thing to do is to brush off just as casually and nicely but quickly is get rid of in a hurry any question that doesn't help you make a point you want to make tonight. And
if you can, yeah.
A discussion that...
We'll be pressed on things like Lavelle, even though I've already answered it, bombing, and so forth, but I've got some pretty good answers on that.
I'm sure you do, and I...
People want North Vietnam bombed as long as they have our prisoners.
That's right. I think, I have no question about that, and I think that's the kind of thing that you can say, well, we've made the most forthcoming peace proposal, we're going to get our prisoners back, by God. But I think any questions about press conferences, people don't give a damn about that outside of this city.
I'm not worried about it, after all, this is two weeks... What do they got to complain about?
That's right.
Okay, Chuck.
We'll, I'm off to California tomorrow. I hope that they get through with it.
Well, I hope they get, I hope they let you, hope the damn Congress doesn't hold you up, Mr. President.
Well, they won't. I don't think they'll hold past Saturday, do you?
No, no, I don't.
I can't see those guys staying here till the following Friday, because that's what, if they don't get out of here Saturday, you know, they got the 4th of July weekend.
That's right.
They won't be in then.
Nope.
And will they?
No, I don't think so. No, I'm sure not. You know what happens up there. I listened to Clark this morning talk about, well, we can't get this through and we can't get that through. You know, when they get that fever of wanting to get out of there, that runs through that place and they can't get a quorum in the House. That's what will happen tomorrow afternoon. So my own feeling is that they'll fold up. I don't see them hanging in there. I think Saturday's there.
We can't pull without the debt limit, unfortunately, can we?
That's right. Well, they'll have to act on it, and it may force their hand.
Let's hope so, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, please.
Ehrlichman, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
With regard to your suggestions with regard to people on the welfare rolls, it's come down in a way that is not too effective. It says the Ribicoff proposals would total 35 million people on the rolls, and the reform bill would total 97 million. My interest really is in how many they would add. So is it basically that's the total, so you'd say it would 23 million more, and the other would be 75 million more.
Or Ribicoff three times as many.
Yeah, fine. Well, I think either way, okay, I get the point. And that's the way it operates. So the line that Ribicoff would have been 80 million was too high.
Right. These are Senate Finance Committee staff analyses. And I think if you work in terms of percentages or times, that'd be more graphic.
But percentages, I don't think percentages mean a hell of a lot to people. I think they like to hear, they like to think of individuals. Just think, 50 million people are going to be put in the welfare rolls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what a hell of a note, you know.
Well,
rather than the number on the... that we will be increased by 33 1/3%. See, that's the stuff Henry always puts it, but it doesn't mean much.
On Ribicoff, you can say that what that amounts to is 23 million people.
Yeah, well, we could just say it triples the number of people in the welfare roll, and or 23 million in the other. Well, I get the point. I got it fine. Let's see. Was there anything else that you had to suggest? Oh, nothing further on the Social Security thing. It's about where it was.
There seems to be a little give, apparently. I talked to Clark a little while ago, and he thinks that 10 and 10 is an increasing possibility.
Mm-hmm.
That Mills is, he had quite a long meeting with Mills and the Speaker, and that they recognize the problem now, and they're not keen to be held in. Mills particularly wants to get to Florida.
But the way this answer that Buchanan has prepared here reads, it still says that I'm not going to approve a 20% rise because it would mean an increase in every working family's taxes. Do we want to come down that hard?
No, I haven't seen that.
Basically, we shouldn't say that, should we?
No.
I don't want to.
You've got to keep your option open.
Keep it open, because I just might have to sign the damn thing. I'll just say I will not approve any rise that is not financed. I should point out, however, that if it's too high, it's going to wipe out the gains and, I mean, the tax increases and so forth.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a press conference here. I'm in Springfield.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Conference here this morning, and I whacked church pretty hard.
Good.
Along that same line.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see here. As you said, just looking at some of these other the late news. nothing on that one. Gun control. He says there's a clear discrepancy between what Treasury gave us on this and what your shop gave us. Buchanan, well, of course, he's not for it, so there, I don't want to get into that. We've got to be for gun control, John. I mean, I mean for cheap gun, handgun
yeah,
control.
Yeah, Saturday night specials.
This morning, come on, let's do this here. Buchanan says this is primarily a matter for state and local, not federal control.
Hasn't ever worked.
Never worked. The situation
this is all imports, besides.
Yeah, but again, I'd like to see the Senate bill. But don't you think we just ought to say that a bill which deals with these Saturday night specials and the cheap and their imports and so forth is a matter of, since they are, a lot of them are imported, is a matter for concern, and that I feel we ought to outlaw them. Don't you think so?
Yeah, you can say that you can wholeheartedly support congressional action in that front. Five states in here.
Great, great. Well, good luck. I won't hold you by.
please.
Signal, please.
Thank you, sir.
White House, signal.
Duty officer, please.
Thank you.
White House Communications, Captain Hunter.
Yeah, Captain. Everything's straight.
Okay.
I got no problems up here, and he's in the air coming to you in the soup.
Yeah, it's still foggy up there?
Oh, so foggy you can't see the top of the tree.
Huh.
They just went out of sight straight up.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Mr. Cisco?
Yes, sir. You got a second? Are
yep.
you still
fine? I'm listening.
Mr. Norris was just here and said that he had to report back to Harry Yost about getting a GQ alarm fixed on a Marine switchboard. That somehow or another Harry Yost had gotten an outage, and Harry said that he had to report back to you on it.
Yeah.
What see, the hell Harry's are you doing getting it?
Well, because Harry's in charge of the thing, and Harry has to check to see whether it's a GQ alarm or the lines.
Yeah. Well, it come to us as a switchboard outage, and we reported it to Telco.
I know, but then Lunsford then called me later on, and I had Petrie get a hold of Harry to check to see whether it was the alarms or whether it was the lines. See, Harry's in charge of GQ alarms now.
You realize they tested that damn thing at 12 noon that didn't work?
Yeah, I know.
Well, the boss up here, they run that some of it still tested out?
Yeah, well, it's in not any place where he can hear it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It's only inside the buildings.
Oh, in buildings, huh?
Yeah, in Chestnut and Hickory and the barracks area.
Well, it was a telephone problem that's been repaired.
Okie dokie.
All right, sir.
Thank you. Give me a signal.
Okay, sir.
All right, Sacramento signal.
White House signal.
Sacramento signal, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, is Major Freed available to the phone?
I'm going to ring up to the walk office for you, sir.
Okay.
That's okay, thanks, I'm David.
Good, just got rid of the bus.
Western White House, Sergeant Silva, sir.
Mr. Cisco, Major Freed in there?
No, sir, he's not. Could I have him call you?
You know where he is?
Mr. Douglas is taking him and the other trip officers on a tour of the compound.
Yeah, if he comes back, well, you can ask him to give me a call.
All right, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.